Radio Business Report. Radio News.
Good morning. Bob DiCarlo here with your Tuesday morning edition of the RBR Daily E-Paper for the last day of August the 31st. An attack on radio by Forbes magazine has broadcasters riled. We've got the details on that story and a lot more. So sit back, scroll down, read, learn, and make money. Period. As we get down to business.
RBR Radio News.
A cover story in the latest issue of Forbes magazine calls terrestrial radio station owners broadcast bullies who are holding back satellite radio with Capitol Hill muscle. And it has some broadcasters fighting mad. Backyard Broadcasting President and CEO Barry Drake has written the magazine to attack it for sloppy publishing and editing. NAB President Eddie Fritz has accused the author of regurgitating satellite radio industry propaganda. Ron Hartenbaum's WYD Media Management is launching the Stephanie Miller Show September 7th live from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern weekdays as a new entrant in the fast-growing field of left-wing talkers. Jones Media America will handle sales. Jones Radio Network will handle clearances. The CBC and the Canadian Association of Broadcasters have penned a letter to Canada's technical regulatory body, Industry Canada, charging that HD radio will harm reception of Canadian AM stations inside its own border, especially at night. The letter also says the U.S. use of HD radio may break broadcast treaties between the two countries because of its use of first adjacent channels. We've got Ubiquiti Digital CEO Bob Struble's side of the story in today's RBR.
RBR, Ad Biz.
A one-minute radio spot created for the LA Times by Heil Bryce Retail Advertising in Newport Beach, California, recently was named Commercial of the Month by the SCBA's General Sales Managers Council. Over in television with our RBR Sister Morning E-Paper TVBR
TV News.
Here is what's happening. NBC may not break the all-time viewership record, but the Athens Summer Olympics are in the record book for being the most watched non-U.S. Summer Games. Democratic FCC Commissioner Michael Copps took to the op-ed page of the New York Times yesterday, and it's not just political advertising that's fueling television's strong growth. After going over second quarter figures from TVBR, Wachovia Securities analyst Jim Boyle is telling investors that TV is enjoying growth over a broad core of major advertisers. Get the full stories in today's TVBR e-paper. And finally, top-notch executive talent is next to impossible to find. So if you're searching for a radio pro, call Kathy Carnegie at RBR. She'll show you how simple and effective it is to place your career opening with RBR and TVBR. And our creative staff will put together a top-notch audio presentation for you. Use today's internet capabilities to the fullest by calling Kathy today. I'm Bob DiCarlo. That's the Tuesday morning edition of the RBR Daily E-Paper. Have yourself a terrific last day of August, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Radio Business Report. First, fast, accurate, and independently owned.